This is the Inland Journal from Spokane Public Radio. I'm Doug Nadvornik. This week, Seattle pollster Stuart Elway released a new survey that shows Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rodgers holds a 6-point lead over Democrat Lisa Brown in Washington's 5th District Congressional race.
Basically, we wanted to take a look at this race for the 5th Congressional District at the beginning. There's a long time till election, but where are the candidates starting out?
Among the 400 or so people surveyed, McMorris Rodgers was favored by 44%. Compared to 38% for Brown. 3% chose another candidate. 16% were undecided.
I think probably the striking thing is how close it is. McMorris Rodgers has been there for a while and has won rather handily in each of her previous elections. So to have Lisa Brown this close this early is not a familiar position.
The poll was commissioned by 5 media organizations, including Spokane Public Radio. The others are the Spokesman Review, the Lewiston Tribune, the Walla Walla Union Bulletin, and KHQ-TV. Let's dig into a few specifics. The poll shows an equal percentage of voters approve of McMorris Rodgers' job rating as disapprove, 45-45. Elway says the demographic numbers show where the differences are.
So men like McMorris Rodgers by a 23-point margin, and women like Brown prefer Brown by an 8-point margin. So there's quite a gender gap here. And to a large degree, that reflects what's going on here and nationally in party identification.
McMorris Rodgers has the support of people who self-identify as Republican, 80% to 6. She wins over independent voters, 40% to 32. She has a healthy lead among people with a high school education or some college. She has a slight lead, 3 points, among people who are college graduates. Brown, who's a college professor by vocation, wins among those with graduate degrees. She was also the pick of 85% of people who identify as Democrats. The poll also asked how people view President Trump's job performance. It shows 45% approve, 50% don't. The poll also asked about 2 specific issues, the first dealing with guns.
The question was, do you favor establishing an age limit of 21 for the purchase of semi-automatic rifles? And 62% of our likely voters said they supported such a proposal, which may be somewhat surprising given the district. There's a sense, at least nationally, that this issue is shifting a bit from largely as a result of the activity of these high school kids out of Florida mobilizing public opinion.
The second question asked whether people support Congress continuing efforts to repeal the Affordable Care Act or Obamacare.
And it was split right down the middle. 47% said yes, continue to try to repeal it, and 47% said no.
Those who favored repeal overwhelmingly identified as Republican and vice versa. We talked with several respondents and asked them to explain their answers. Pat Clark of Spokane is a Republican who supports President Trump and Kathy McMorris Rodgers.
I like all that she's trying to do, and she works very hard at trying to put good values and what's best for the American people, in my opinion.
Clark favors the repeal of the Affordable Care Act, but in a bit of a twist, she also supports a higher age limit for buying automatic rifles.
If somebody wants a gun, they're going to get a gun from their folks or wherever, but I think it wouldn't hurt to have a higher age before they get one so they aren't in the schools at the time and might get a little more maturity before they have it.
Were your views influenced by some of the school shootings that have happened around the country in the last year or so?
Yes, I think so, because I'm definitely not for gun control.
On the other end of the political spectrum is Deidre Allen from Greenbluff. She identifies as a Democrat. She has strong views about President Trump. She views him as unfit to serve in the office. She's also not a supporter of McMorris Rodgers. She says the Congresswoman is rarely available to meet with constituents.
I was also very disappointed in her stand on guns in the schools. I don't think arming teachers is the answer. And she's still, you know, tied into the NRA. So she thinks that gun ownership is more important than the lives of our children. And I just think that's wrong.
Allen opposes efforts to overturn the ACA.
It's a travesty that the cost of just routine doctor's visits out of the reach of most people. And I don't think that in a country as prosperous and as developed as ours that should be the case.
David Thompson of Chatteroy identifies as a Republican. He also worries about high medical costs, especially those that he's been paying this year. But he views ACA as partially responsible for those, and so he supports its repeal.
My bookkeeper goes, you paid $18,000, and she goes, you're still showing about another $18,000 in medical bills. She goes, what's your insurance doing for you? I go, not much.
Thompson would vote for Kathy McMorris Rodgers, especially because he likes her strong support of Second Amendment issues.
I've had guns since I was knee-high. I grew up with rifles. Cub Scouts, we'd go out shooting 22s, and I used to have just tons of deer bird rifles, and I got had a pistol, and then went in the Coast Guard and became an expert shot. After I got out of the Coast Guard, I got an AR, and I loved it ever since.
Kurt Langland of Deer Park identifies as an independent. He supports raising the age for buying semi-automatic weapons, and he likes the way New Zealand handles gun ownership.
You go down to the police station, they give you a form. You fill out that form, they do a background check. Then they give that form to you, and you have to take it to a gun club. And at the gun club, you go through a gun safety program. And after you've gone through the gun safety program successfully, then you take it back to the police station. A retired police officer then goes to your home and makes certain that you have two locked facilities, one for the weapon, one for ammunition. Now, that seems sensible. They don't mind hunters. They don't mind sports shooters, but they're more logical.
Like Deidre Allen, Langland feels strongly that President Trump has done a poor job as president, but he supports Kathy McMorris Rodgers.
Yeah, I'm kind of an odd fellow. I believe in fiscal conservatism, but I'm also see the importance of social services. So I never find an ideal candidate. But Kathy McMorris at least seems to be a genuine person.
Economic development issues are important to Meredith Banka of Spokane. She identifies as a Democrat and supports Lisa Brown.
My husband and I were small business owners here, and I run a business from home. And I think that Spokane is really starting to emerge as the amazing community that we've already always known it as. But I think we're now on the radar in Seattle. We're now on the radar in Portland. People are going to be moving here. I'm not seeing the economic growth and development supported at the congressional level that I would have expected.
Banka opposes efforts to toss out the ACA, saying Obamacare made health care affordable for her family.
We were able to obtain really great health insurance at a time that we were really kind of rebuilding as a family from a financial and career perspective. And without that, my kids would have had really horrible, if any, insurance at all.
Our final poll respondent is Jonathan Bingle of Spokane, probably the youngest person we interviewed. He identifies as independent, and he hasn't yet decided on Kathy McMorris Rodgers or Lisa Brown. He also hasn't decided yet about a minimum age for owning semi-automatic firearms.
For me, I'm fine with whatever age we decide, whether it be 18, 21, whatever it is, just as long as it's consistent.
One thing he is sure of, he doesn't like that he was required to buy health insurance.
Every option that my wife and I were given were just so expensive, and we couldn't really afford it, and so it put us into a bad position because we had to have it. And now we have, healthcare that's not any good that I have to pay for, and it's one of my most expensive bills.
Stuart Elway says this 5th District congressional poll is only a snapshot in time, but it confirms the notion that the race between Kathy McMorris Rodgers and Lisa Brown figures to be unusually competitive.
This might be the best race in our district since Foley and Nethercutt.
Oh, I think it is.
25 years ago.
I think it is, and I polled on that one too and was telling people, watch out. Something's going on over there.
Were there somewhat similar results back then?
Well, let me look.
Elway starts searching for the results of polls of that race from 1994.
I had a poll, in September, that's a little later in the year, I had Nethercutt ahead of Foley, and nobody was believing me. I had, it was a much smaller sample, but I had Foley leading by 40 to 36 in April of 1994.
So that's pretty darn close to what you've got this year.
Pretty similar, yep.
Perhaps we'll check in with Stuart Elway later this year and see if this race follows a similar trajectory to that 1994 race.